I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Chamber Music Amici brings an unusual multimedia presentation to the Jaqua Concert Hall in Eugene on Wednesday, June 11th, and to a house concert in Cottage Grove on June 12th. They'll perform Dvorak's American String Quartet, synchronized to slides from Looking Back Lane County and the Lane Historical Society. They'll also perform music from Gershwin and Mozart. Joining us in the KLCC studios is violinist and artistic director Sharon Schumann. Nice to see you again.
Great to see you, Eric.
Well, what gave you the inspiration to merge music from Dvorak with slides from Lane County?
Well, this beautiful series of books was printed by the Register Guard a few years back. I loved the photos. I also love Dvorak's American String Quartet. Every violinist and violist and cellist loves that quartet. And I got this idea that we could give people a special experience if they could hear this beautiful music and also see this part of America, what it was like before. So 4th of July is coming up. I just felt like this was a great way to celebrate America in a lot of different ways.
Let's begin in the beginning. Tell us about the first movement and why you chose the slides that you have.
The first movement is gorgeous. The viola has a lovely solo. But before that solo, there's this sort of watery-sounding music, is all I can say. That inspired me to match that music with beautiful photographs of waterfalls. And that's the way the first movement strikes me. And then, of course, we get into a lot of other images of Springfield, Eugene, and Lane County.
And the second movement changes character both musically and, I'm sure, in terms of the slides.
Yes. You know, the author William Sullivan, who's done all these wonderful hiking books, he gave us access to these beautiful slides he has of the mountains, streams, water features, flowers, trees. We took this beautiful music of the slow movement, which is really ethereal, and matched it with his color slides.
And then the third movement, the slides have more to do with children?
It's a very rambunctious movement. It's really fun. It's really fast. And it made me think of children. And so we put together all these slides of children, young people, people dancing, maypoles, and everyone will see those slides as they hear this movement.
And in the fourth movement, the finale, what character of slides have you placed with that?
They say that Dvorak was inspired by trains when he wrote the fourth movement, and it has a very driving quality to it. And so we thought, well, trains, but not just trains, all forms of transportation. We start with a donkey, and we have horses and buggies and cars and airplanes, old airplanes, boats, all the way up to cars in about the 50s and 60s, and we just had a gas putting that together.
Dvorak wrote this in Spillville, Iowa. Do you feel a connection between Iowa and Oregon and the history?
Spillville, Iowa was actually a Czech enclave. And so Dvorak, who's on vacation from his job running a conservatory in New York, went to this little enclave, which was like being back in Czechoslovakia. Yet it was surrounded by America. So it was this combination of being in a place with people speaking a language he was really familiar with all the sounds of America. You know, in the movement we associated with children, he actually associated it with birds. And the first violin, which is what I'm playing, will get a chance to play the tanager sound of the bird in that movement. So I do think that the place we live in has something in common with this enclave because we feel at home, and yet we are part of America, and it's a mixture of a lot of experiences.
Well, thank you so much for putting it together and for coming in.
Thank you.
Sharon Schumann, Artistic Director and Violinist with Chamber Music Amici. They present a performance at the Jaeger Concert Hall in Eugene on Wednesday, June 11th, and in a house concert on Thursday, June 12th in Cottage Grove, featuring a performance of Dvorak's American String Quartet synchronized to local historical slides from the books Looking Back Lane County and from the Lane Historical Society. Performance also includes music from Gershwin and Mozart. For tickets and more information, chambermusicamici.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.